This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, inviting you to take a few minutes out of your day and think about God, to think about your soul, what you're doing with your life, and where you're going to be in eternity. Inviting you to study with us today the continuance of a study in which we've been involved for the past several days, Marks of a Great Man of God, as exemplified by an Old Testament character named Caleb. Caleb, you remember, stood in the face of the rebellion of the Israelites upon the basis of the pessimistic report which had been given by 10 of the spies who had gone into the land of Canaan, and had come back and said, "The cities of that nation are walled, and the people are giants, and we were in their sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in our own." But in the face of the rebellion of the entire nation, Caleb stood up and stilled the people and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome." I've pointed out in doing that Caleb has exhibited some marks of a great man. He has exhibited the fact that he had faith in God rather than himself. He had self-respect, not within himself, as a mere human being, but in himself as a follower of God. He was great in that he saw the problems that he faced as a human being in the shadow of God, rather than looking at God in the shadow of his problems as the others were doing. And he was great because he was not swept along by others, even though others had turned in rebellion against God and refusing to do what God had said to do. They refused to go into the land when God told them to go, and they decided to go when God told them not to go, and that, of course, resulted in their utter defeat by the people of the land. But Caleb was not swept along. You know, there are many people that they're just like sheep. Wherever a leader goes, there they will go. They do not check up to see, as the Bible teaches, as to whether what is being taught to them is right or not. Just as you, in listening to this broadcast and every other broadcast and every other book you may read written by a human being, you must ask yourself, is this in harmony with the teachings of the Bible? Caleb was not willing to be swept along by mere human ideas. And so he was a great man of God. As we pointed out last time, Samuel said, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 and 23. It's not enough just to worship the one true God. It's not enough just to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must believe and obey the will of Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." And he went on to make clear that in the judgment there will be those who thought they were pleasing to God, but then they hear the words that damn them to everlasting punishment. And so Caleb was a great man because he was not swept along by others, but was willing to stand up by himself, if necessary, for the way of God, and to plead for others to do it also. Then in the final point, we note that Caleb was a great man of God because he had a positive, optimistic attitude. He had learned to live life with trust and confidence in God. Now bear in mind the situation. A whole nation of people here is standing up and crying and wailing, "We cannot do it. Let's turn around and go back. Let's go back into bondage." But in the face of that, Caleb dared to stand up and say, "Let us," not just saying, "Let you do it," but he said, "Let us," including himself, "let all of us." All of us have been given this instruction. Let us all do it. Let us all go up. Let us act. Let us not merely make the decision, but let us act. And let us not merely make the decision to act, but let us do it at once. You know, sometimes people can make the decision to act, but they decide that they'll do it next year or in the next century. But let us go up at once and possess it. We can't have it. It can be ours. And he assigns the reason, "For we are well able to overcome." And we're able to overcome, he is indicating, because of the power of God. God would be with them and bless them all along the way. Now, friends, it's been good to be with you today. I hope that as we have concluded this study of the marks of a great man, that you have diligently studied in your Bible to see if these things are so, and have tried to bring into your own life these own precious qualities. Until next time, may God bless and keep you is our sincere prayer.